Ben Hay now teams up with Kelly Clarkson. Power Duos, one called Secondhand Heart. 19 minutes to 5 o'clock on Route Drive. The Lancet Liberal Super Hit from Westlife in there as well with Hello My Love. And with that, we welcome back to the show after a couple of weeks. Man, we spoke to during the virtual Lions Not Oyster Festival, you might remember, Dr. Dean Allen, author and historian. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show.
Afternoon, Lance. Lovely to join you again.
Busy man, for one who chooses to reside in one of the more serene parts of our broadcast area. Let's just play catch-up very quickly, Dean. Last time we spoke, a couple of weeks ago during the Knysna, the virtual Knysna Oyster Festival, we were talking rugby and the Players Fund and Tendai, the Beasts and Tawarira. I was very sad not to have caught the online chat, but how did that go?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. As you remember, I was lucky enough to present a series of interviews with the Springbok greats over 8 weeks, actually, for the Players Fund charity. And, we were fortunate enough to have the likes of Scott Berger, Brian Habana, John Smith. And I think the day that we spoke, I had, obviously, the Sharks legend, Tendai the Beast on. And, it was fantastic. I mean, what a gentleman he is, and incredible stature of a man, but great presence as well. And it was a lovely interview, I must admit.
Great. Changing codes, like many listening I know this afternoon, I'm a huge fan of cricket. Sad that most of the action and some painful dialogue for that matter in SA cricket happening off the field at the moment. Happy to see some live cricket, nicely poised, the Windies and England. But let's talk about Mikey's Fontaine, and you're the author. I did notice while I was doing my background check on you last time round that you'd authored a best-selling book called Empire, War and Cricket in South Africa. Now, when most listening, myself included here, Mikey's Fontaine, we kind of immediately associated with the Anglo-Boer War, maybe. It's a heritage site. It's a tourist destination as well. But it also played a huge role in the development of cricket in South Africa. And you're going to be chatting more about that on Sunday. Where does the story start?
Yeah, it's quite an incredible story, Lance, really. I mean, I was studying sports history there at Stellenbosch all those years ago. And, suggested I visit this place out in the Karoo, you know, in the middle of nowhere, because of its link to international cricket. And once I did my digging, I realized that there was quite some story behind it. You see, the man that created Mikey's Fontaine back in the late Victorian period, a young Scotsman, ironically, called James Logan, he made his money very quickly, which I'm sure we'll talk about on Sunday, maybe if we've got time here. But he put his money into sport. And one of the sports the main sport that he promoted was cricket at the time, which was the sport of the British Empire. It was really where you made your name around the world. And he decided to become the benefactor of international cricket here in South Africa. And he was behind some of the early tours of the English down here. He tried to get W.G. Grace. Do you remember that guy? He tried to get him down here, the Mikey's Fontaine. That would have been quite a coup. But he didn't manage to do that. But later he would play his team when he went back to the UK. But yeah, James Logan, the founder of Mikey's Fontaine, is behind international cricket in this country, which a lot of people don't know. A lot of people will actually say about Mikey's Fontaine, it's got a lot of around it. People often say when they come to my talks, well, isn't that where the first international match took place? Well, unfortunately not. It was certainly the earliest matches took place there, but the first test match is of course in Port Elizabeth at St. George's Park. But Mikey's Fontaine was really on the scene back then when the first tours came down here.
Mm-hmm. In fact, that first cricket match in Port Elizabeth took place just about a stone's throw from where I'm sitting right now, if I could throw that far, just up the hill, yeah. No doubt some fascinating anecdotes and stories along the way. We talk about these days, we're obviously living in strange times, strange days, but there were strange days back then as well during these the Anglo-Boer War. And James Logan, you do mention, he sponsored a tour to England in the midst of the Anglo-Boer War. Tell us more about that story.
Yeah. Well, Jay Logan, I mean, he's got a persona of his own. I mean, when the book came out, Empire, War, Cricket, a number of years ago, I mean, it's rocketed to success because of the key character. I mean, he's quite an instrumental person in our history, really, not only here in South Africa, but also around the British Empire. He was an opportunist. As I said, he made his money, we could call him an entrepreneur, I suppose, today, if we're kind. And he made his money very quickly through diamonds and an association with Cecil Rhodes and these kind of characters. Uh-huh. But he built this place out in the middle of nowhere. His model village, as it were, and he brought the rich and famous there, including, as we said, the sports sportsmen at the time. But then, of course, it all came crashing around his ears with the start of the South African War in October 1899. But he saw an opportunity, you see. He decided he was going to arrange with his old mate Lord Hawke back there in the UK, who was influential at Lord's, to actually take a South African team back to the UK during the South African War. I mean, can you imagine the kind of controversy this created?
Yeah.
Arthur Conan Doyle, no less, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, he wrote in the press, you know, how dare this team visit our shores while there's a war back in South Africa. But Logan, he owned his own newspaper, he's a media man of note. He turned the media around and he became a champion of the British press as well. So he was a household name at the turn of the century, and he didn't let a war get in the way of his business opportunities.
Is he well remembered in Mikersfontein in terms of the history, in terms of memorials and that sort of thing?
Well, not as much as I'd like, actually. I mean, I'm a historian. I remember when I first walked that street, and a lot of listeners would have visited there, maybe of a weekend or maybe a pit stop on the way down to Cape Town. I wanted to ask all these questions about who created this place, this unique place in the middle of nowhere, and I realised it was going to be my destiny. I was going to write the book, as it were, and it was the subject of my PhD. And the more I sort of dug about James Logan, he's really synonymous with that time, not only with cricket, of course, with politics, with business, mm-hmm. with the railway, with tourism, early tourism as well. We know of Mikersfontein now as a National Heritage Site and a popular tourist destination. I believe that Mikersfontein flourishes as it does because of its history, and I think we should actually commemorate that history, or at least know more about it. And I think that's why the book was well received, because so many people come to my talks, and I've been giving this talk hundreds of times all around the world, and certainly South Africans will say, wow, we always wondered the history about that weird, you know, quirky place out there in the Karoo, but now we know. So I'm delighted to do this talk on Sunday in aid of the community there. I mean, Mikersfontein's got a population of over 500 that rely on the tourists. Now, with tourism obviously affected by COVID-19, the hotel is shut as such. They're struggling at the moment. So they approached me, a friend of the village, and said, well, Dean, would you do your famous talk online? And that's what we're doing for the first time ever. I'm actually going to be presenting it, would you believe, from the wilderness here, you know, with the powers of technology, and presenting this wonderful story online on Sunday evening.
Clearly, by the way you're talking, Mikersfontein holds a special place in your heart, and obviously you spent a whole lot of time there researching the book, and I'm sure you've been back there often as well, and obviously formed bonds with the community, as you say, raising funds for the community of Mikersfontein. Tell us a bit more about those who would like to attend your course or your chat online. How do they do so, and what would the cost be?
First of all, I promise you, it's an entertaining piece of history. It's actually been described in my presentations as the Downton Abbey of South Africa, if you know that show. So, I mean, if you enjoy a good rip-roaring story, you don't have to be into your history. I certainly don't talk about cricket that much, so don't be put off by the sports history aspect. It's really a great story of people and of that time. And as I said, it's going to be a unique one-off talk that I'm doing on Sunday evening, which actually commemorates, would you believe, the 100-year passing of James Logan.
Wow.
He passed away on the 30th of July 1920. So it's an opportune moment to actually mark that date with this, which is something in good cause. And I think James Logan would agree that to support that community is a good thing.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, Lance, people can please come along. You can sit there with a glass of something in your front room and listen to this wonderful story. It's fully illustrated. I promise I'm an entertaining storyteller. You can hear my passion in my voice anyway.
Yeah.
It's only 75 rand, and that goes towards, as I said, goes towards the community. People can make a donation as well above that if they wish. And it's tickets are available via Quickit. You're probably aware of that portal. They've been quite successful in the past few months. So they go into the quickit.co.za, put in my name or Mikersfontein, the event will come up. Or also visit my Facebook, which is Dr. Dean Allen, author, lecturer, historian. All the details are there. And as I said, it's Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and I promise you a rip-roaring hour of good, entertaining history.
There you go. You got it. Diarised, I hope, for Sunday evening, 6 o'clock through until round about 7. Dean, will folk be able to interact with you as well during the chat?
Yes, certainly. It's one of the most enjoyable parts of when I do the talk live. It's question and answers at the end. So, we'll keep that open. People can ask questions, all those kind of things, you know, connected with Mikey Fontaine, perhaps the history of that period, which is back in the news, of course, with the whole Cecil Rhodes controversy and things like that. So it, there's a lot of aspects about this talk that people come away, you know, thinking. It's thought-provoking, and it's illuminating in terms of looking back on our past, perhaps to answer some of the questions of where we are at the moment as well.
Fascinating, entertaining, educational, and also going towards a good cause, just $75. So that's coming up on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Tickets through Quicket, and there is a link on my Facebook page as well, by the way. That is the Driver Lance Duplessis on Algoa FM. Dr. Dean Allen, author of Empire, War and Cricket in South Africa. Been great to catch up once again. I'm sure it won't be the last time, and we wish you well for Sunday, and here's hoping that we collect plenty of funds for the folk in Mikiesfontein.
Thank you, Lance, and thanks for your support. Appreciate it.
AlgoaFM.co.za, where your music, your world, is less than a click away.